You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I want you to note that verse, the end of that verse 2 and verse 3. It says, and thou shalt be a blessing. That is verse 2. And in verse 3, it says, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You might read this and say, well, this is God's promise to Abraham. But I want to tell you that this is God's way of working. Every single person that God visited, that God helped, that worked with God became a blessing to everybody else. That means there is nobody, you won't find a single person that worked with God and was not a blessing to others. So even you today, I can tell you, if you will walk with God, you will discover that there are people whose destinies are tied to yours. You know, that thing, it got me scared. I look back in those days when I was very worldly and some brothers were trying to preach to me and I will ignore it. And eventually, I surrendered my life and I received Jesus. Now, what baffles me is this. When I look at the grace of God, the mercy of God upon lives of people around the world that he has helped us to touch, to shape, I wonder that if I had persisted in sin, in unrighteousness, what would have happened to all of those lives? Let me tell you, brethren, I'm not trying to sweet talk you. I'm being very scriptural with you. If you get your life right with God, there are people waiting to be blessed through your life. In fact, just look at it. You may think, oh, I'm just one small person, one small corner. But do you know you have been a blessing to others? There is nobody that receives Jesus that they will just be to themselves. Everybody who receives Jesus becomes a blessing to somebody else. It means there are people who are tied to your own obedience. And there are people that can be destroyed because of your own disobedience. So you are going to be a blessing. You can't have Jesus in you and not be a blessing. One way or the other, if you look at your life, those of you who are in Christ Jesus, just look at it. You have been a blessing. There are people's life that has been touched because of you. This is not like an exclusive right for preachers. This is not a matter of preachers. I'm talking of every single child of God. It doesn't matter whether you are a preacher or not. Some of you, God lays it on your heart to give towards something. Do you know how far some of these things goes? Do you know the life of people that were rich? And all of that happened because you allowed Jesus to walk upon your heart. So imagine if we will commit to knowing Jesus, growing in him every day. Imagine we can never predict how far, how great our lives is going to be a blessing to others around the world. I'm telling you, you can just think that you're an ordinary person under the table, but your service to Jesus in your little corner, it will find its way. The fragrance will find its way to nooks and crannies around the world. Everybody that receives Jesus becomes a blessing. How can you carry Jesus and not be a blessing? So when God told Abraham, said, thou shalt be a blessing, it is the same word he's speaking to you. When he says all the families shall be blessed because of you, it is. Some of you, you are going to be the light in your family. You are going to be the one that will show everybody the light. Instead of them going into darkness, because of you, they are going to go into light. You know, this calls for being sober and trusting the grace of God to commit fully to Jesus. Because we can never tell who is going to receive life because of our own life. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.